What was your favourite vehicle to live in through your travelling
Okay.
time all the way through?
My favourite vehicle to live in, I'm going to have to say, was the bus that I bought when I first came on the road, to be
And what's
fair.
been your favourite vehicle as like your little blat about?
My Black Rat, I used to love driving that J-Type around. I had a few
Yeah.
J-Types, Bedford
I think I
J-Types.
remember you picking me up from school in it.
Well,
Vaguely, I have a memory of it.
yeah, I used to go everywhere in it. I used to love it. The 16-inch wheel arches, so you've got the lollipop indicators and the eyebrows like over the top of the headlights. Very nice vehicles. Indeed. Loved that so much.
Have you always travelled with dogs or animals? And has it ever had a negative impact on places where you've lived? Has anything ever gone wrong?
I've always travelled with dogs. When I first come on the road, Eddie had a dog called De Hazy, and then I got Rambo, my dog, and they used to just run off and do what they want. You used to open the door in the morning to let them out, and then when you wanted them, you'd shout them, and they'd come to you as soon as you shouted for them. But nowadays, the situation is that your dogs, like Marley and Charis, I know where they are all the time. I can't just let them out and run about like we used to do 30 odd years ago with Hazy and Rambo, because the scene's totally changed like that. Even when we were at Dolly's, the dogs used to just run around outside, didn't they?
Some of them
Sydney and
weren't very
Rambo.
nice, though. I don't
Some
remember
no,
being
some of
nice.
them were a little bit scary, weren't they?
Yeah.
But the thing is, you have to be so careful nowadays. People just shoot your dog if they
Now, I
see.
think, like, that thing that happened to Sydney, do you think that happened because he was a traveller and was
Where we was at
travelling?
Oxted Lay-By, you mean, where he was hogtied and all and beaten? Oh yeah, I was talking to Elwood about that. Yeah, I do. I honestly do believe that there was something to do with that. But you do get folk that are not nice to animals. It doesn't necessarily mean that they want to be, it's just any animal they want to be horrible to. The fact that they belong to travellers may not have had an influence, but I don't know. I've got my doubts about that. With Sydney that time, I think, yeah, it may well have been, yeah. But yeah, I just think that when we had Truffles, the pig, she was so cute, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was pretty
She
good.
was well, she
She was
just
a
thought
dog,
every,
wasn't
yeah,
she,
she was.
really?
Every, and the dogs just thought she was the biggest dog on site. She used
No,
to
she
go
was so
around,
cute.
didn't she, and eat all the dog's food. And it was more like aggravated burglary, wasn't it? She'd just go around site and she would knock the dog churn over so that the dog biscuits had come out the top so that she could eat them
She's
and the
cute.
pig nuts.
Like TV programs and stuff, you've been on quite a few of them. How have you found that? Did you find it a bit invasive, them coming in and filming you at home and stuff, or
Yeah, I mean
were they?
it was like, I mean, there's a certain amount you do have to take a bit of a chance like with that sort of thing. I mean, with Living with the Enemy, we had that lady Dee Dee Duval, and she came into the trailer and she sat down and chatted to me. But like, I mean, she was polite enough and all, but she's so very different, and she didn't think that we should be living in vans and stuff. And I knew she potentially was going to be quite judgmental, especially the bit where Ollie'd done a wee wee in a potty, and I chucked the wee out the door. I was only a tiny little wee, but we lived in the middle of a muddy field. I don't quite know what she thought I was going to do with that wee wee. She was quite incensed about it, and I said to her, "Look, you want to check out the way you go to the toilet, like." As you're in a mansion house or whatever, you use the same toilet that's been in there forever, for hundreds of years, and then the sewage has loads of outrageous chemicals poured all over it and then inadequately floated out to sea to come back on our beaches. She's like, "Oh yes, but I'm not qualified to talk about beaches and sanitation and all these sort of things, so." You know, there's going to be a certain amount of judgment.
Do you think, all in all, that it was a good thing to do the TV programme?
I think so, because it gives people a bit of an insight. Okay, you know, it's there for posterity. It's nice to look back because there's film shots of you, young, you know, being... It's like part of our archive, as it were. It's quite nice. It sort of documents that. But I think it does help to potentially... bridge gaps and provide like education for some people who might not have much of an idea of how we live or what we do. I think it's good if it's done in a sensitive way. I mean, the last film that they did, the ITV Car Park Wars one, I thought that was very sympathetically done. And put us in a really, really good light. But yeah, it's always a lottery if you're going to embrace like media, how it's going to come out. Obviously, we were branded as pure parasites, weren't we, right across the county?
Through newspapers, not through TV.
No, that's right. But it's easy to. Yeah, it's always a bit worrying.
And also, what do you think your impact on the environment is, positively and negatively?
Okay, so well, we always try to be respectful of the environment that we're in. I think travelling is an environmentally friendly and sustainable way of life. You have to be careful, obviously, not to pour outrageous chemicals all over the place, to look after your oil and your, if you're draining a radiator, look after the like water that comes out of it and this kind of thing, and just have respect for the other animals and plants that are living on the land with you. I always love nature. I mean, I was hitchhiking to work the other day and I think I picked about 8 worms up off the pavement and put them onto the grass verge because I didn't want them to get stood on, that kind of thing. And if I find a bee, that's it. I drop everything, don't I?
Run off
and feed it sugar water and make... Obviously, I'm not going around kidnapping bees that are all right. They're obviously bees in distress, but I can't not look after injured animals or whatever. And I think a lot of travellers are like that as well, to be fair.
Do you think this has a negative impact on the environment?
I think if you're on a site for too long, you know, because the old-fashioned way of going for a toilet was to take a shovel, dig a hole. If you're on a site for too long and there's a lot of people there, it can get, it's like, turn the land sour, if you like. Do you know what I mean? And it needs a rest. That's the problem, I think, with the travelling thing, is if you can't move around, do you know what I mean? If you haven't got lots of opportunity so that the land can get fresh again, you know. But on the whole, like, for example, we were on Kovrak Car Park for nearly 12 years and it's been said that it looks very good down there, that we've cleared it right up, that we haven't destroyed it there at all. And so, literally, you're there and then... when you go,
no, if you look at it now, it has just gone back to what it would have done if there was no one living there, because it's gone like soil and mud on top of all the concrete and
the gravel,
isn't it? So yeah. It started to be better for nature rather than worse.
That's right. So yeah, you just have to respect where you are, really, and that a lot of travellers are like that.